Further detail has emerged overnight about government plans to reform rent caps, but will it help boost supply and control price? Large landlords, defined as owning 4 properties or more, will be banned from implementing no-fault evictions, and the rent pressure zones are to be extended across the country to cover every tenancy. Now, to tell us more about the plans to be brought to Cabinet by the Housing Minister, James Brown, later on this morning, we're joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. And Paul, what's the more in the detail that's emerged in the last 24 hours, and what's the aim of the changes to the rental scene?
I suppose they're trying to say is that they need to change things. We've got high house prices, higher rents, and we need to try and do something about it. So this is part of their plan. Over the weekend, we learned that rent pressure zones, or RPZs, are to be retained for existing tenancies with rents linked to inflation or capped at 2%, whichever is lower. So no change there if you have an existing tenancy. However, new bills will not have a cap anymore, and the increases or decreases will be solely linked to inflation. As you said, what emerged last night at the leaders' meeting was that RPZs are to be extended right across the country to cover every tenancy, so that could be a help to tenants experiencing rent hikes above the rate of inflation, and large landlords will be prohibited from implementing no-fault evictions. That's people who own 4 properties or more. If you're a small landlord of 3 or less, it won't apply. What we don't know yet, Mary, is the logic in relation to RPZs. If they were lifted by the last government as being absolutely essential, why are they being reintroduced right now for large landlords? That'll be a question which will be put to Housing Minister James Brown after Cabinet.
In terms of the new bills, we heard yesterday, and the detail was still vague in some parts, but we heard that there would be a 6-year ring fencing on the tenancy.
That's still there, as I understand it. Some of the property owners were raising questions about that. What does that mean? Say, for example, if you wanted to rent your house for 3 years because you were moving to Brussels, for example, what will happen there? We don't have the detail just yet. What we do know is that they're saying that when it comes to notice to quits in this, if there's a notice to quit served on a tenant, the landlord cannot reset the rent because the coalition hopes to be able to remove an economic incentive for landlords to evict their tenants. So we wait to see the detail, but this is the usual way. We get some of the information before Cabinet, we get all of it afterwards.
It will be interesting to see how the government sets out how the changes that they are making now to both the existing tenancies with the rent pressure zones and the new bills and new tenancies, how they say that is linked to boosting supply and indeed even holding rents at the high rates they are at now. There's opposition, though. There's opposition, is there, both within government and outside of government?
I mean, as you said, there is a huge problem with supply, and government says that's the problem. The problem for the government is that its own targets are being missed. Completed last year, 30,300. Government target for this year, 41,000. And the ESRI says, you know, at best, somewhere between 34,000 and 37,000 to be completed. That's what's driving this, because the government really is in a bind. When it comes to opposition within government, sources are saying that the plan brought by Housing Minister James Brown wasn't changed. So the leaders didn't change the plan, which would suggest that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are on board for this. When it comes to the opposition parties, very much strongly opposed to this. And the core concern is that if you eliminate RPZ cap of 2%, it means that rents will rise. And if you do that at a time when rents are already sky high, then people who are under pressure could flip into homelessness. They're just not going to be able to hang on. That is the chief concern of the opposition, as expressed over the weekend. But it will be interesting to see what they make about the return of RPZs, albeit for large landlords only, given that was a key policy of the last government and they opposed it.
Let's turn to other matters now before Cabinet today. And we may hear from ministers on their way into that Cabinet meeting later on this morning. But to these other matters, they are traffic controllers based at Baldonnell. They're in line for improved pay and conditions. What's behind this?
Yeah, so Taoiseach Simon Harris is to bring a proposal which allows air traffic control personnel at Casement Aerodrome at Baldonnell to be effectively offered a pay boost. An allowance being held by Air Corps pilots will now be offered to them. And the Taoiseach wants this to come into effect immediately. And that's a nod to the fact that operating hours at the airport in southwest Dublin have been reduced significantly due to an absence of air traffic controllers. So takeoff and landing operations don't take place between the hours of 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. And that's something they want to reverse. Whether one pay hike will be enough to deal with the problem is a moot point.
What about changes to property tax? Are changes on the cards and increases for homeowners on the cards?
Yeah, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, is seeking approval for legislation which follows through in a decision made in April. Basically, it means that households will only see small increases in their LPT, even though property prices have increased substantially since the last review in 2021. So the way they're going to do that is by changing the way the tax is elevated, and it means a hike in the LPT, even though the prices of houses are so high, will probably be in the region of between 10 and 20 euro.
Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, there, 25 minutes past seven. Now, as we heard earlier from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, rent pressure zones are to be extended around the country to cover every tenancy under plans to be discussed by Cabinet today. Large landlords will be prohibited from implementing no-fault evictions. RPZs are to be retained for existing tenancies, but new bills will not have a cap anymore. Taoiseach Simon Harris has been speaking to reporters on his way into that Cabinet meeting.
What we're trying to do here is do it in a way that provides certainty to those who want to invest in this country, certainty to those who want to build homes, build apartments, but also protects existing renters. And the proposals are balanced. And I think when the minister later today publishes the work done by the housing agency that informs this government decision, I think you'll see a lot of consideration was done, a lot of looking around at different jurisdictions, a lot of considering of the Irish context as well. And James Brown is bringing forward a balanced position. And all I'd ask for from opposition and from commentators is that they actually take the time to analyse, to discuss and to tease through what is quite a comprehensive package, but at the same time is just the next instalment in terms of a new government ramping up its approach to increasing housing supply.
More details on a rent reset throughout the day. It's 2 minutes to nine.